If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast where I try to help you to improve and understand the use of the English language, where we use expressions and words, grammar and basic aspects of your conversational English that will help you to get on with people, hopefully in a better way. So I'm sure many of you have seen that movie Madagascar, you know, when the penguin starts singing, let's move it, move it, I want to move it, move it. Okay, so what we're going to talk about in this podcast are verbs connected with movement. Move it, move it, movement. Okay, so let's look at a few of them. I'll give you the words and try to give you an example, and hopefully then you can use them or even go back and watch the film Madagascar. Move it, move it. Okay, let's start. So what have we got for the first one? So as I said, these are all verbs connected with movement, okay? Verbs related to movement. So the first one, to creep. To creep is to move very slowly, like a cat. When a cat is looking at a bird and it wants to pounce or jump on the bird, it creeps along the ground. So if you have a pet cat and he's out in the garden, just watch him. And that movement very, very slowly along the ground, and then suddenly, boom, he jumps. Okay, so to creep, to move very slowly. To stroll. To stroll is to walk leisurely. Let's go for a stroll through the park. And when you go for a stroll, there's not really any particular direction. You might go left, you might go right, you might go straight, you might go east, you might go west. But you walk slowly, but not in any pedantic way. You walk slowly in a way to enjoy perhaps the sunshine or the warmth of the sun. So to go for a stroll, you're not going to walk at a really fast pace and get home exhausted. So you stroll around the park, around the city, along by the riverbank. Let's go for a stroll, an evening stroll, a morning stroll, a stroll on the beach. Next, stagger. To stagger, well, if you've had a few glasses of wine or a few beers, you'll know what this means. If you have a few beers more than you should have, when you get up, walking is a little bit difficult, yeah? So you walk a little bit to the left, whoops, walk a little bit to the right, whoops, try to walk in a straight line. No, that doesn't work either. Stagger. Yeah? So stagger is the sort of walking we do when we're a little bit inebriated or slightly drunk. So you have to be careful you don't fall and hurt yourself. So a little stagger. A stagger can also be when we accidentally trip over something. So there's something on the ground and we oops and we stagger and we just about keep our balance. Okay, so to stagger is to walk in not quite a straight line, not quite in control of your movements. Stagger. To limp. Those of you who are into sport and you've had an injury, perhaps you have a pulled muscle, a damaged ankle, a sore foot, you limp. You can't put your full weight on your left or your right leg, so you have to walk along in a very difficult way, dragging one leg or trying to keep the weight off that leg, and therefore you limp. Yeah. Or if you have a cat or a dog that have hurt their leg, either jumping or hit by a car or something, they will limp for a little while until they can put their weight properly on that particular limb or foot. Okay, so to limp is to move along quite slowly and awkwardly and with a little bit of difficulty. Or quite simply, if you're walking on the beach and it happens and you get a stone inside your shoe and it's stuck to the underside of your foot, it actually hurts for those few minutes or seconds until you're able to kick the stone out, or you have to bend down, take your shoe off and shake out the stone, and therefore you won't have to limp any further. Okay, to limp. Next, to hike. Well, to go hiking very popular activity where people walk usually uphill or long, difficult paths. They're not walking on hiking on the main street. They're hiking up the side of a mountain. So it's usually difficult terrain or land, and they have to put your weight forward on your foot and bend into it. And if you've got a rucksack or a backpack, you have to carry the weight of that. So to hike in the mountains, to hike along a country road or a valley, wherever you happen to be going. Okay. Now, there is another expression, to hitchhike, and that means when you want to get from A to B, but you don't want to take public transport and you've no car, you stand on the side of the road, you lift up your hand, you stick out your thumb, and when a car comes by, you wave your thumb at the car, which is an indication that you would like a lift, and this is called to hitchhike, to hitch a lift. To march, okay, to march is like a soldier, yeah? When you see soldiers all in a line, they boom, 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 boom. They march in procession. They march to a particular beat of music, either a drum, da-dum, 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 or an instruction from the captain or the sergeant. One, two, one, two, left, right, left, right. Yeah, okay, so they march. So the marching band or the soldiers who march on the way to the ship that's going to take them to wherever they're going, so to march. And of course, people march to protest. Yeah, they march up and down the main street. They march to protest against government actions, increase in taxes, reduction in pension benefits, whatever it might mean. It's a march or a protest, okay? Don't use the word there, a manifestation. That's often used and it's incorrect. So a march or a protest, to march, to demonstrate. And then we can also have the expression, the verb to chase. So you chase somebody or something, means you run after or you're trying to follow somebody. Like a dog chases a cat and the cat gets up the tree, but the dog can't get up the tree. Or the cat chases the mouse and the mouse gets into the hole and the cat can't fit into the hole. Or you chase after your children when they learn how to walk for the first time. So to chase means to run after something or somebody. Mm-hmm. I chased the bus down the street hoping it would stop and I would be able to get on it. Okay. Next is to dash. When we dash, we run very quickly somewhere. Yeah. Usually when it's raining, we dash inside the shop so we shelter from the rain. We dash down to the bus stop because we are late. We get up out of bed late. We eat our breakfast late. We grab our coat. We run out the door and we dash to the bus stop trying to catch the bus. It's that short little burst of speed when we run with the hope that we won't be late for work. To gallop is a much faster run, like a horse. A horse gallops. So when it's in full stretch running along the country road, it gallops and you never want to get in the way of a galloping horse. Yeah? So to gallop is to run very quickly. So you might say, look, at the time, oh my God, I'm going to be late for the meeting. I have to gallop. Yeah. So meaning I have to run really, really fast. So gallop along. Mm-hmm. Okay, but usually we use it when we're describing how horses run. They gallop. Mm-hmm. Gallop at full speed. And then finally, we have the word to charge. That's not to charge somebody money. We're using about movement. So to charge is to go at really full speed. And again, it's used connected with horses. So when in the old days in the armies, when you had the cavalry, the captain or whoever was in charge would be sitting in charge. Here we got another use of the word. Whoever controlling the unit would sit on his horse, and when they saw the enemy, he would shout, charge, meaning run fast or ride fast towards the enemy. So to charge is that shout, to pick up your speed and run as fast as you can. And you often hear kids in the park playing it when they're playing games. They run fast and they chase each other. Charge, charge. Okay, so there are verbs related to movement. Move it, move it, move it. Okay, so let's move it, move it. So creep, stroll, stagger, limp, hike, march, chase, dash, gallop, and charge. Okay, well, as always, thanks for listening to me. And if you want to contact me, you can do so at www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy Club, which is an easy, effective and economic way for you to learn English. It's a wonderful club where you get a pre-recorded lesson with me on a weekly basis with exercises that I will correct for you. Okay, so as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.